everyone, and welcome back to day three of the Balearic Yacht Show. It's been one of those weeks. We've been having a wonderful few days. I mean, it's been absolutely amazing. You've been having fun too, huh?
Yeah. We've been enjoying ourselves. I mean, lots of people over here. It's been really good to catch up with so many people in the industry after such a long time. It's fantastic, you know, and it's been good. We've had a lot of people coming on the boat, for sure. I've been able to meet a lot of people, and somehow face-to-face contact is never going to be replaced, you know.
No, for sure. And I got to say, we are on board the beautiful motor yacht Moonraker, and we have been blessed, because otherwise we would have been in a stand. Not to say a stand is like, you know, nothing, but nothing beats being on a super yacht and having the service that comes with a super yacht. So we were really, really blessed. And Captain Avnish is actually the owner's representative and yacht management of Moonraker. Now, tell us a little bit about this boat. I mean, at one time, it was the fastest super yacht in the world when it was first built. When was that? Can you give us a little bit of a history of Moonraker?
The yacht was built in 1991, if I'm not mistaken. And she was built for speed. So at that time, there were three engines, turbochargers, etc. And I think the speed achieved was something like about 66 or 69 knots. And the world record, that was a world record for a yacht at that time. And I think it held for about 6 or 7 years, actually. But except for that, I haven't seen much news on, in the records going back. A few years ago, the current owner, who's American, he bought the boat. And by a fortuitous turn of events, let's say, it ended up at the shipyard I was running. So I work for Melita Marine Group now. My background is running boats and stuff like that. But for the last 3 years, I've been working with Melita Marine Group. And 2 years, I was CEO of the shipyard in Tarragona. The boat ended up there on the hard with me. And the owners kind of trusted me to wear two hats at the same time, where I was one, the CEO of the shipyard, and two, getting the boat ready. The boat, we did about 7 months. We've done a full paint job on the boat. And the first time that she's going to be on charter this year, I'm still looking after the management and the charter aspect of the boat for Melita Marine Group. I've moved back to Malta now, so I'm just here for the show. And it's been good. It's been great having you guys on board and seeing all the stuff that's going on. It's provided a lot of activity anyway, you know. So it's been fun seeing all this going on, you know.
It's actually been incredible on this boat, I got to tell you. Out of all the boats, I think we have had live music, we have had beautiful lunches, we have had wine tastings. There is always something going on in this boat, and I think it's all up to you, isn't it? You're the one that's doing all this magic.
Well, you know, the thing is that there's so many people I know in the industry. So when we said that, okay, the boat was going to be here, and when Malta said, okay, why don't you travel and go and, since, you know, it's kind of my baby at the moment, go and have a look yourself, I got in touch with all our normal, let's say, suppliers or people that I do, you know, that I work with. And it was great. I mean, you're here, for one, which is fantastic, you know. I did my normal an hour with Captain Avnish on Thursday. Normally it's on the first Wednesday of every month with Super Yacht Radio. So they were there as well. Then almost like everybody I know in the industry seemed to be here on the boat at some time or the other because of the interviews with you. I think we've got German TV suddenly came along and they're like shooting inside, you know. And we had some live music the other day. Of course, we had to try and keep everything kind of in control. So people were outside, kind of. And we had the music on our aft deck over here, which sounded really nice. And it was good fun. I think we're going to do it again tonight, you know, this evening. But yeah.
Well, and we have our wine tasting again at 6:30 this evening.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah.
You have another wine tasting, is it?
It's the last one tonight.
All right,
but
okay.
Yeah, we're going to... Maybe we'll even bring the camera a little remote. We'll give you a taste of the last sort of night of the Balearic Yacht Show or the Palma Yacht Show, so you can feel like you've been part of it. It's been absolutely amazing. Let me ask you, you know, one of the things that people sort of talk about, but not really, they talk about the beauty of the yacht, they talk about the speed of the space, et cetera, but what makes being on a yacht so absolutely amazing is the service. Do you know what? You could have a boat that isn't particularly huge. You could have a boat that isn't particularly fast. or particularly beautiful. What makes that boat the experience that it is the crew that you have on board. And I tell you, this boat has the most amazing crew. Did you handpick them?
Well, thank you very much for that. You know, I mean, one always, you try to put a crew together. We're putting crews together on boats for so many years now. And it's not always that simple, because the crew on a boat, not only do they have to be like, well, people that know their job, etc. But my belief is crew belong to a boat. You know, the same crew that you would put on a 20 meter, I don't think you can put them on a 40 meter, and I don't think a 40 meter crew can be on a 60 meter, let's say, or an 80 or 120 meter. There's a lot of difference between that. But at the end, somehow you have to make the atmosphere of the crew kind of be imbibed into the boat, you know, or the other way around. And that makes it interesting, actually, putting this together. So I've got a senior captain on board. He's from Parma. He's been around for many years, and he knows a lot of people in the industry as well. But then I have a very young, they even look, you know, younger than they are, I think, sometimes. My chief stew is only like 4 years in the industry, and she's 22, so she started when she's 18. But she's also a water sports instructor, really fit, loves children, wants to go in the water, and is great. She gives a little bit of stability to the rest of us, I think. The trainee chef on board and the steward are actually from out of industry. They're from the hospitality industry. They're from La Roche University in Switzerland. So obviously they're well trained. I mean, those kids are like, I'm really happy. I've used them as interns a few times now last couple of years because my daughter's there as well. And it's come out really well on that front. During the course of this, my two deckhands are fantastic. I've known them for a while, and somehow they've all got together because they're pretty much the same age. So they kind of have managed to make things happen.
Yeah.
And for the show itself, there's another intern who's working with us, doing her final 6 months of work before she graduates with the master. She's only like 23. And I think she's just finishing her master's. And she's taking care of all the little details and passes and all this, all the kind of stuff that goes with it. So even with everything going on, it seems to be that, you know, there's a flow, etc. Yeah. My feeling is that they'll work out very well during the season. You know, I think they'll pull it together, and we'll have very little drama and more, you know.
That's one of the biggest complaints, I think, when you see job postings all over social media. No drama.
I love drama, you know. I mean, I
think
can't
you
deal
create
with it,
it.
You know, yeah. If there's no drama on my boat, I want to make it happen. I want drama to happen, you know. How can you have a boat without drama? I want below decks, you know. Ultimately, like, it's your guests when they come on board. So that's another thing, right? Like, the guests on a 40 meter in the Balearics is going to be very different from a guest on a 120 meter, you know, going to, let's say, the south of France. And when they come on board, they have to have, you know, if they come for a week or 3 days or 5 days, they need a lot of things. You know, you want to be in anchorages which are quiet one day. The next day you want to have like some water sports activity. You know, a couple of days you'll have dinner on board. Some days you want to be out because it's beautiful. I mean, you know, Parma, the old town is really great. I mean, to go out, have dinner, and then come back out, or so many other lovely restaurants or settings that you can do it. You need a lot going on, really. And as long as the drama is not doesn't affect work and is not, you know, part of that, I think it's great. You know, I mean, whatever. When they played music, I made them dance. You know, what the hell? It's crew are such an integral part of the boat for a trip. You know, it's not just the guests need to be comfortable to leave, let's say, their children with you. You know, you're taking on so much responsibility themselves. You know, they go out on the water. There's so much responsibility that the crew have to take, and they have to grow up very fast. You know, at the end of it all, but at the end they also need somebody leading them from behind, a bit of experience, kind of all that needs to go into your boat. But it's a very interesting question. Crewing, you can talk to me about crewing for like ever, and I'll be quite happy to do that.
Well, you know what, Avnish, I really do have to congratulate you, because we have been on board, I think it was Wednesday, Thursday, now Friday, and Saturday. We came Wednesday evening, but we have had the most fantastic time. Even though we've been working, it's been absolutely fantastic. The service has been bar none. The crew have treated us as guests, and they're just a lot of fun to have around. You know, I couldn't imagine being anywhere else, because this has just been an experience that I will never forget.
Well, that's them. I think, like, I did, to be honest, I felt it was going to be quite demanding for them, because it's the first time they're going to do this. But at the end, I thought, like, okay, you know, we all know each other. The guys, you guys who are coming on board, are never going to complain, so it's fine. Let's throw them into the deep end, you know, let them look after you. Well, you know.
Practice makes perfect.
Yeah, the chef has been making lunches for guests every day. I had a captain's lunch on the first day. Then the second day I had some charter brokers on board. And today I've got a prospective client with one of our charter brokers also for lunch. And what I felt was that, you know, why not? You know, okay, it's a good... For the crew, it's also a great experience, because they've been seen not only by themselves in the inside or by their own crew, but you've got your guest and you've got half the world looking at you from outside.
Yeah.
Okay, if you can make everyone happy here, you can make them happy anyway, you know. So
exactly,
yeah, it's been good. And it's been good having you guys around, you know. It's like, it's nice. They're having lunch here, and then inside you've got a wine tasting going on. Upstairs you've got a, you know, you've got an interview going on.
Yeah.
And it's all like, you know, it's great. You know?
It's been very busy, yeah. Very busy.
I'm very grateful to my to this friend of mine, Pierre, with whom I work in Malta, and he was quite happy, and he lets me look after the boat still. You know, we finished our work on it. I mean, the maintenance part has all been done, but we are, you know, working with still working with the boat, trying to keep the owners happy for the period. And obviously we you know, as a group, Melita Marine is quite happy to support this kind of activity. So let's see how it goes, you know.
Well, it is a beautiful boat inside and out. It's stunning, and it's not ostentatious. Do you know what I mean? It's a boat that you come onto and you feel like you can sit down, as opposed to you look at the sofas and think, I better not sit there. So it gives you that comfort zone as well. And some boats don't do that. It's just
I don't know. I mean, like, I don't know whether you actually showed it on it came on.
No,
video,
I think we're going to do that a little bit later. We're going to maybe wander around a little bit and give you a... We have been in different places. Okay. Of course, now we've been here. We've been up top.
Because, you know, the very different from most super yachts is the way that the galley is laid out. It's an almost like an open plan kitchen that you would have in a restaurant. And it's something that it was there 30 years ago when this boat was launched, but is now coming back again. Otherwise, the galley, it was always a part somewhere where the crew were. The galleys on Yachtsley were like that, and the utility rooms are in that area. And I've not, like, actually this is the first boat I've seen like that, but it's a little bit like your open plan kitchen,
I know.
Whether in a house or in a thing where you have your, you know, you... The poor chef has to be, you know...
Well, and that's where we all end up as well. Ironically enough, anytime there's a party, you'll always end up in the kitchen, right?
Yeah.
And I've noticed that every time we're here, we always end up in the galley, galley on a boat. But, I mean, it's exactly the same way, because there's sort of a curve. We'll show it to you later, but... And then there's a banquette. And, you know, you're all sort of hanging out, having a coffee, chatting, and everyone's doing their work, because that's what normally happens when you have a family meal. But you stay together. So there's... great big beautiful yacht, you're all in the galley.
Yeah, and I think it's going to be very interesting this year, because traditionally the charter market for the Bellerics always involved, not, you know, the whole Ibiza Formentera thing, and now obviously that's gone, because first of all, it's not, you know, the places don't cater for it anymore.
Yep.
All these big events and parties and the big DJs and all the rest of it. And I think, you know, they're going to find out how beautiful the Bellerics is, really, because you're going to have to do, like, a lot of the bays or the kalas, they call them, the kalas, the beaches, you know, the restaurants which come down to the beach, where it's no more the big DJ story and the big, you know, the big music stuff.
Yeah.
Now it's going to be like, I feel we're going to see a lot of intra-Europe travel, because it's still difficult for the US to come down, and UK's, we're not sure what's going to happen. But at least intra-Europe, which means it's going to be families, you know. I think that the scene over here is going to be a little different this year.
I think, you know what, to be honest with you, the world over, the ultra-high net worth individuals, they're now about average age of 48, married for 10 years with three kids. So those are, that is actually the latest clientele and the new clientele. And it's getting even younger. I was talking to somebody the other day that was saying they now have yacht owners that are 27, 36. So the charters are coming down in age too, as far as millennials.
And it's not just the charters. You know, we are finding in the market, because as you know, involved with a lot of stuff. And at the moment, we've just opened a charter and brokerage division in Malta.
Yeah.
It's local at the moment. It's for Malta and Sicily. But what I'm finding is that also the owners, we're getting a lot of second gen owners for buying new boats, etc. And their interest is more to have an experience. Just like what we saw in high-end tourism, for example, where they're looking for an experience rather than just go and, you know, so they're taking their kids with them, they're taking their families with them, and they want to do things, a little bit of history, a little bit of an experience, etc. It's not the old stuff, you just go down to Club 55 in the south of France and have lunch, and, you know, it's changed from that, really. And And you, as you rightly put it, is that these second gen, they're not, the first choice is first to charter.
Yeah.
They want to charter first. They want to take their family. So they don't want to put down the whole thing, put down, even though they're all high net worth individuals, but they want to keep their carbon footprint to a minimum. So instead of having or buying a new yacht, they're chartering a lot, you know, so.
Well, and part of that too is the whole millennial generation is sort of like the Airbnb or the Uber market, right? They're not looking to purchase anymore. They want to rent, charter, get somebody else to drive, et cetera. They don't buy their own cars. It's a different generation, and we have to change and accept that and sort of move with the times. And it sounds like you're all over that, so.
Oh, well, I'm always with one ear down.
You know what? I think the reason your crew is that young is because you're kind of there too.
Yeah, you know, with crew, I next week is the A Crew Awards, right? I don't know. Are you going to be there for that?
I actually haven't attended. No.
Okay. So next Saturday is the event which was for last year's awards, and A Crew is like kind of, they're focused on crew, really. It's like a social networking site for crew, like LinkedIn. They do training for crew and stuff like that. But it's all aimed or focused at crew. And last year, the crew actually vote this, and you know, vote for it or whatever. The industry votes, and there are a lot of people who vote on that. Like for example, this year in the first 24 hours, I think 10,000 votes came in for different categories. So it's quite a lot in our industry. And I got awarded a lifetime achievement award.
So
I'm gonna go and pick it up next week on Saturday. So we're gonna do that. And then my daughter is also kind of partly in the industry. She works. She's studying hospitality, but every once in a while does some work on a boat, either inside or outside. She's trained quite a bit of the stuff. And between her and me, and the 30-year age gap, we end up meeting a lot of crew, because crew are like a family for me, really, because of, you know, we're all across the world. My daughter's in Switzerland, I'm in Malta, my wife's still stuck in India. And, if I go out in the evening, invariably I'm at the local crew bar, you know. I mean, I go and meet, they're all friends of mine, and I think I'm in touch with about 10,000 crew, maybe, many at this point in time, who ask, they email in, talk, whatever. So it's good. I think it's given me a perspective from kind of all sides of the industry, you know, which is nice. You know, kind of thing.
Well, you know what? We are going to be coming back very shortly with your chief stew.
Okay.
So we're going to highlight her as well, because I really do want you to meet some of the crew that are on board Moonraker that have been taking such good care of us. And of course, the camera crew. We all get coffee on demand, water on demand, and most importantly, wine on demand. Avnish, I thank you ever so much for your time. And once again, anybody looking to charter a yacht anytime in this season and next season and the seasons coming, please do get a hold of Avnish or just look up Moonraker on Google.
Yeah, Moly Yachts is our CA. So they're quite, they're out of Monaco. Small firm. Tim's an old friend of mine. If there is any interest to charter, obviously, get in touch. So we can, hopefully we'll be able to give you a good time,
Of course. I can guarantee you that they'll be able to give you a good time, hands down. Once again, this has been Captain Avnish. He is not only the owner's representative, but as well the yacht management. We thank you not only for your time, but as well for allowing us on board for this Balearic Yacht Show live streaming. Guys, come on down. We are going to be coming right back at you real shortly. If you're looking to come to the Palma Boat Show because your feet are on the ground in Mallorca, make sure that you come early because, as you can see, it's a little bit overcast here today, but it's still beautifully warm. So people are sort of taking advantage of that fact to head down to the virtual or to the real show. So make sure you come a little bit early. My name is Rhea. I have been your host. We'll see you again very soon.